Be loyal. Do you seek the Lord's favor by making promises of what you will do for Him if only He will grant your desire? The Israelites continuously found themselves in impossible situations because of their lack of follow-through. Every time they were greatly oppressed, they would cry out to the Lord for help, usually promising to do anything He asked of them if only He would save them. But the fulfillment of their promise was usually short-lived, just long enough for them to become comfortable again. When the Ammonites came to take back their land, Israel cried out once more. This time, Father rebuked them, saying, "I saved you from the Egyptians, the Amorim, the people of Ammon, and the Philistim, didn't I? Likewise, when the people of Sidon, Amalek, and Maon oppressed you, you cried out to me, and I rescued you from their power. Yet you abandoned me and served other gods. Therefore, I will not rescue you anymore. Go and cry to the gods you chose. Let them rescue you when you're in trouble." Judges 10:11-14. Hearing those words, they got rid of their foreign gods again and served the Lord. They sought out a warrior brave enough to go into battle and promised to make him their leader. Judges 10:18. Jephthah agreed, and seeking the Lord's victory, promised to sacrifice as a burnt offering whatever first came out of his house when he returned from victory. The Lord honored his request, but it cost Jephthah dearly. His only daughter was to be his offering. Do you try to bribe God into action on your behalf? There's only one thing He wants from you: loyalty. This is New Year's Eve. Do you seek Father's favor for the coming year? Resolve to put Him first by spending time each day in His presence. Happy New Year.